Welcome to Podfic a Week, the podcast of fanfiction audiobooks. This week's fanfiction features Kobe and Isuka dealing with their complicated feelings about pirates. This is Nightmares and Marine Jello by Pirate Plunder. Kobe saw her sitting by herself in the cafeteria, staring out of the window she had positioned herself against as if she was looking for someone she had no hope of seeing. He'd seen her around before, but usually she wasn't positioned at headquarters. There were rumors she was the restless sort, the kind of marine that would chase a single pirate through the Grand Line. Some called this dedication, others recklessness, and others still a dereliction of duty to explore the world. Kobe thought the latter two unfair. Regardless, he wasn't expecting to run into her. Captain Isuka. She was a pretty young woman, 20 or 21, Kobe would have to estimate. Well, a fair bit older than him, but young for her position. Her saber lay up against the chair beside her, the deadly weapon seemingly as listless as the woman reluctantly chewing into the gruel headquarters called breakfast. It was early, 4 o'clock or so. Kobe had woken up early to try and get an hour to himself before Vice Admiral Garp commenced his day's training. Don't get Kobe wrong, he was learning a lot under Garp's tutelage. Advanced combat, advanced haki. His body was basically being honed into a weapon. But the man was insane. Relentless in his methods, all encompassing and unavoidable with how he threw himself around the base. Kobe's back spasmed where a muscle had been pulled yesterday while trying to fulfill a new maneuver just thinking about it. Garp would probably blame him for insufficient stretching. Kobe had a better day of it yesterday than Helmeppo, who had angrily shouted, well, mumble-grumbled, him out of the barracks this morning that he needed his sleep and not a calming breakfast, dammit. So Kobe had gone alone, expecting to find maybe a few early bird marines and marines finishing off their night shift with a late, or early, dinner. Captain Isuka had the look of someone who had slept, but not well at all. Her hair, usually organized in a neat bob, was in disarray. Thick bags underlined her eyes, further drawn out by hollowed cheekbones. Her eyes were rimmed red and puffy, as if she'd been crying and angrily wiped the traces away to not appear weak in front of anyone she happened to pass. Kobe could relate. He'd had similar mornings. Nightmares of Garp's cruel training bleeding into days of Garp's cruel training. Normally, Kobe wasn't one to approach strangers, especially ones who looked like they could skewer him in a single glance, but she looked as though she needed company, even if Kobe was completely silent. Sometimes all you needed was a reminder that there were other people in hell with you. That hell being the poorly set Jello slapped onto his breakfast tray by a surly lunch lady. Huh. It was the color of Isuka's hair. Surely that was a sign to say hello. Steeling himself, Kobe raised a hand and put on his most approachable smile in greetings. Isuka didn't seem to see him at first, before slowly she seemed to recognize that he was trying to gain someone's attention. More specifically, hers. She looked around, but sleepily reached up to point to herself like, "Me?" Kobe nodded. His smile encouraging, even as he could feel it dimming. Hesitantly, she raised a hand before going back to grab her spoon to listlessly roll around her protein porridge. Hopeless, he thought, before figuring he'd give introductions one more shot with a direct approach. She really looked lost and like she needed a friend, so Kobe braced himself against his normal levels of social anxiety and said a firm, "Hello, Captain Isuka, right? I'm Kobe." Isuka flinched and gave him her attention with a soldier's discipline, looking at the rank designation on his uniform. "Was there anything you needed, Master Chief Petty Officer?" she asked, confused and closed off with suspicion.
"No, well, maybe. My usual breakfast buddy Helmeppo couldn't make it this morning and, well, it doesn't feel right."
Isuka flinched and put a hand to her ear.
"You're quite the chatterbox in the morning, aren't you, Kobe?"
"Thanks, I get that a lot," Kobe said as he pulled out a chair in front of her, flinching as it squeaked against the floor.
"Shoot, sorry about that." "It's fine,"
Isuka said, looking down at the table in front of her. Jesus. The few times he had seen her at various meetings and roll calls, she had looked so switched on, focused, and driven. She really mustn't be a morning person.
Do you normally eat breakfasts alone? Kobe asked. Hey, if you want, you can join me in Helmeppo.
Isuka eyed him with extra suspicion.
No, thank you. And not always. I had company a few weeks ago.
At that, she flinched, and her eyes widened in alarm. Kobe thought it was a weird reaction, but waved it off.
Did they get reassigned or have to ship out? I get that. I only really managed to bond with Helmeppo, and if he were assigned somewhere else, I don't know who to reach out to either.
So many people around, all of them intimidating.
I'm not intimidated, Isuka said firmly. Look, I'm sorry. You seem like a great kid. You remind me of myself at your age. Not to make myself sound like an old woman, but I really had a rough night. I can tell. That's why I came over to check up on you. And I don't think I can handle Wait, what? You look like you could use a friend. A friend at headquarters.
You truly are like me at your age. Isuka said cynically, glaring back at the rain as it began to pelt against the window.
Storm weather for sure. Would suck to be out on the seas today.
Sounds like you want to ship out, Kobe said.
Yeah, I miss the ocean.
You were probably already an ensign at my age. I heard you were a bit of a prodigy. What was it like having your own ship back then? Isuka scratched the back of her head, embarrassed by the compliment, but also proud to be a Marine.
I liked the freedom I thought I had. To chase the pirates I wanted to chase, there was nothing like it.
Ah, Kobe nodded sagely. Good to take down the truly evil ones and bring them to justice, right? Isuka flinched again.
The evil ones. Yeah.
She skimmed her spoon over her sad jello.
Sometimes it got complicated out there, though. Not all No, forget I said anything.
What were you going to say? Blinked Kobe.
It doesn't matter.
Isuka looked even sadder than when he had come in. Like it mattered a great deal, but she was worn down and couldn't say why. She glanced again towards the glass flowing with water.
I'm sure your friend is okay, Kobe said sincerely.
Isuka grimaced and shook her head, disbelieving smile on her face.
Vice Admiral Garp is really teaching you advanced observation hockey, huh? Nothing seems to get past you.
Kobe furrowed his brow, wondering if it was hockey or just empathy. But this did give him a lifeline for conversation.
Vice Admiral Garp is brilliant. He's working me to the bone, though. Do you have any tips on dealing with his training?
Isuka chuckled gently.
I was never insane enough to draw his attention, nor as lucky. He's a good man. Those are worth their weight in gold here. Learn what you can training-wise as his mentee, but also learn how to be a good Marine like him. I think that's the most important thing you can learn from a mentor.
Kobe flinched in sympathy as she looked down at her gloved hands, which clenched around her spoon and fork almost tight enough to bend them. Kobe had heard about the incident with Vice Admiral Draw. It was a bit before his time, but he'd heard whispers on how Isuka had testified before a tribunal to get him demoted. She had been trying to get him kicked out altogether, crimes against civilians. Kobe had read up on the incident after hearing whispers from other officers that Isuka was power-hungry and would turn on her own mentors for career progression and out of spite. Kobe hadn't gotten that vibe at all from the captain. And Garp, who had been alongside him, had shaken his head and looked so forlorn, telling Kobe not to believe every rumor. So Kobe had done his own research. He tried not to look at her with pity. Learning that the man who had rescued her as the sole survivor of a fire in her hometown in a conflict against pirates had been responsible for lighting the fire that had killed her family had clearly devastated the captain. Kobe could only quietly admire that she was one of the good ones, someone to aspire to. She had testified against a corrupt and dangerous Marine in a high position of power, even at great cost to her own career and reputation. With her work ethic, she should have been a Commodore at least, even at her relatively young age. A man who had previously been her hero at that. She must have been so strong. To see her so listless and lonely right now made Kobe worry about the cost of being the kind of Marine he wanted to be.
"Would you like to talk about your friend?"
he asked after several minutes of awkward silence, not sure if he should be consoling her for having a terrible mentor or not.
"I'd rather he was here,"
Izuka mumbled sadly before raising her hands in alarm.
That wasn't supposed to be an insult or anything."
"It's okay," Kobe said, raising his own hands. "I understand. He's your friend. Always better than a stranger."
"I'm glad you came over, actually," she said. "It's nice to see there are still good young people joining the Marines and not people just in it for the money and the prestige. Don't let them kill your kindness, kid, all right? This place can really grind you down. So please never lose track of why you're here."
Kobe held her gaze and nodded. Izuka loosened up and smiled.
"I'm glad you understand. Helping people is the most important. It was a good thing that your instinct was to check up on me, even if I was a little baffled and annoyed at first. I'm grateful. Shows you look out for your colleagues, and believe me, we need more of your kind around these Sorry, getting away from myself."
"Understandable," Kobe said, a little freaked out, but glad she was opening up. "Your friend's a good Marine too, right? That's why you miss him, having the support?" Isuka's eyes filled with a gentle sadness that Kobe didn't have the life experience or the knowledge to quite place.
"I wish. He would have made the best kind of Marine. He's a good man."
"Some of the best people I know have been against the Marines," Kobe blurted out and then covered his mouth, looking around wildly, hoping he hadn't been overheard. Izuka watched him wearily again, as if worried he was trying to get her to say something she shouldn't.
"Marines aren't perfect, and the world is more complicated than I could have ever imagined at your age. I'm really glad you have that lesson already."
Kobe couldn't help but think of a sunshine smile and a cheery straw hat. Izuka looked towards the window again.
"My friend taught me that. About 3 years ago now. We only reconnected recently, and it was a relief to see time hadn't changed us to be the monsters the world was trying to make us."
"You're worried about him out there, aren't you?" Isuka's gaze firmed.
"Yeah, he's strong, and I try not to doubt him, but the world is cruel, and there are so many disgusting monsters out there who would try to turn his light to shadow. When he's knowingly going up against one of them, I can only hope he knows what he's doing and knows the depths of that monster's depravity, keeps his wits about him. I'd say don't rush in and be reckless, but, well, neither of us were any good at that."
She was smiling in that faraway way again, and Kobe was beginning to get a grasp on what he might have meant to her.
"He's special to you, isn't he?"
Isuka's hands shook around the spoon before she got it under control, as if worried to acknowledge her own feelings.
"He's special. Everyone who meets him, it's impossible not to be drawn in. Like I said, he's a good man."
Kobe wondered what kind of man Captain Izuka, herself a good person, would find so admirable. But they'd only just met, so it wasn't like he could tease her about it or anything. They'd have to be at least friends to do that. Probably best friends if her obvious vagueness and caginess surrounding her lover, lost flame, ship that had passed in the night, was anything to go by.
"What time's your first shift?" Kobe asked in concern. "Pardon my frankness, and I mean no disrespect, but, well, you seem tired. Do you think you could get some extra shut-eye?"
She shook her head vehemently.
"Nightmares,"
was what she said after a while in explanation.
"Nightmares of him being lost forever, murdered alone and stabbed in the back like the friend he was trying to avenge. And worse, I'd rather be awake. So the happier memories can keep me company, and I can have a bit more control over the images that come into my head."
"That doesn't sound good," Kobe frowned.
"How long has this been going on for?"
She held herself, looking around, embarrassed.
"He left one morning 3 weeks ago, with an apologetic smile and sucking at goodbyes. Every night since that morning."
Her stomach gurgled.
"To be honest, everything just feels all over the place. Been feeling a bit sick, too, like I just want to vomit.
Kobe winced. He'd never known love, but everything he'd heard about it made him think he'd never be able to understand the depths of that kind of pain. I'm sorry. I hope you get some good sleep soon. Nightmares would do that to you. Isuka smiled kindly.
You too. I hope Garp doesn't break anything.
Oh, he will. Kobe chuckled. And I'll probably get stronger for it. Isuka laughed and shook her head.
That's the spirit.
Kind of. Kobe grinned, wolfing down what he could of the nearly inedible meal before she stood up. He wiped the porridge from his mouth and remembered to say a kind goodbye and thanks for the advice.
I hope he comes back to you soon and puts those nightmares to bed, he finished.
Isuka smiled distantly.
He promised. He promised a lot, actually, that he'd be back before I knew it, and that I'd probably look forward to him being gone again. I think he was just fishing for me to say I'd missed him all these years and wanted him to come back straight away, and of course he got that, because he always knows how to get what he wants from me.
She chuckled, but didn't seem all that annoyed, before she turned to leave the cafeteria and towards the rain that never seemed to end. The end. This has been Nightmares and Marine Jello by Pirate Plunder. If you're interested in your own podfic, head on over to zipcodeman.name/submit to submit your fic. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here next week for the next Podfic a Week.